Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with myself, AJ Walsh, sitting in for Niall Boylan. I just listened to the weather there. They're not saying it's as cold as I feel. I am absolutely freezing tonight. It's really, really cold out. For our next topic tonight, we're going to look into the controversy surrounding Senator Martin Conway and the fallout from his recent arrest for public intoxication on O'Connell Street in Dublin. Since the news broke, he has resigned from Fine Gael and is now facing a disciplinary process within the party. But the question I want to ask is, how serious is this situation really? There are a lot of opinions flying around on this one. Some argue that as a public representative, Conway's behaviour was unacceptable and stepping down from Fine Gael isn't enough. He should go further and resign from the Shannon altogether. Others believe that while it was certainly embarrassing, it's not exactly a career-ending scandal. After all, politicians are human too, and a personal mistake like this shouldn't necessarily mean the end of his time in public office. But there's another layer to this, the timing of when this information came out. Should the public have known about the arrest before the recent Shannon elections? Would it have influenced the results? Is it fair that votes were cast without this knowledge? Some people feel that transparency is crucial, while others believe personal issues don't always need to be aired publicly. So what do you think? Should Martin Conway step down completely, or is resigning from Fine Gael enough? And when it comes to situations like this, do voters have a right to know before casting their ballots? We want to hear your thoughts. Get in touch and let us know where you stand on WhatsApp 087 188 0008 or get involved on social media on Facebook at Ireland's Classic Hits and on X at Classic Hits Radio. I'm going to go to Declan first. Hi Declan, how are you this evening?
All good, AJ. Pretty good, thank you.
So what are your thoughts on this situation?
It's very noble of him to step down from the party. But I mean, what good is that to the common man or woman in Ireland? That makes no odds whatsoever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, when you get blatantly drunk like that, that you're down on all fours, you either have a drinking problem. I mean, you can put it down to like he is, you know, mixing sleeping tablets with alcohol. But we're all adults. Who does that? Do you know what I mean? Why would you even do that in the first place?
Yeah, I mean,
I understand.
My first thoughts were mental health issues, you know, or, you know, he was maybe struggling with something at the time. And in that respect, then you're just like, oh, God, just leave him alone, you know, because it's, you know, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has issues. And we've all done things that we're not very proud of. But it doesn't have to be exposed and made public. Whereas for him, it has done. And it did have to be.
Well, like he's on 80,000 plus, you know, expenses a year, right? At taxpayers' expense. I mean, there's people in worse off situations than him that are struggling, that haven't kind of, you know, gone down to the depths of depravity like this individual has. I think this should be a zero tolerance, you know, with politicians. And the fact that this was a cover-up as well, leading to, you know, an appointment. He wasn't even elected, as far as I'm aware, was he, into the Shannon? So this was
not yet, no.
You know, so it's like the old boys looking after one another again, you know?
Yeah.
When are we ever going to say enough? You know, enough is enough, and we should make an example out of him. Because this was a guy who was saying back, you know, with COVID restrictions, oh, people without the jabs, they shouldn't be left into gyms, they shouldn't. And this was the same guy that was saying, water doesn't come from the clouds, you know, it's not free, you know, because he's been on so much money, he can well afford to pay for everything, right? The common man and woman on the street, they should make an example out of him and call for his resignation now from the Shannon. Well, I'm calling for it now. I'm just a common man here living in Ireland. I'm Irish citizen all my life. But yeah, he should be gone.
But do you
now,
not think,
there was
worse politicians
than him as well, AJ. You know what I mean? Like Michael Lowry and all that, that got away with murder. Well, you know.
Not literal murder. No.
Not murder, yeah, but you know what I mean? Financial fraud that was proven. So like, you know, in the whole scheme of things, it's not a huge issue, but I mean, at the end of the day, I think, yeah, we should say, look, you know, there's people there, you know, if you're holding, if you're basically a politician and you're a public representative, you should not be on all fours, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In Dublin, pissed fucking drunk and, you know, on 80 grand a year plus privileges and expenses, he should go. Simple
but
as.
I mean, it's not all about the money. I mean, people can have issues. People with a lot of money can have more issues than people with no money. We don't know what's going on in someone's head. So is it really the biggest deal? Well, I think what you're saying is that he should be made an example of, even though it's not like the worst offence in the world. It's because he's a public representative.
But this I had no sympathy for this individual. Like, as I said, you know, he was calling for this, that, and the other, and he's putting party first. Do you know what I mean? Oh, I'm stepping down from finance. So fucking what? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Step down from the Shannon. Do what? No, don't do it to save face for the party. Save face for the citizens of Ireland and step down from the Shannon. Who gives a fuck if you step down from Fine Gael or whoever you represent? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I couldn't give a rat's arse. Sorry about the language, no, but I know you can get away with it late at night on air. But no, enough. I think, you know, we got our tolerance levels in Ireland is just at its maximum now. Do you know what I mean? With everything that's going on here in this country, this could be the straw that broke the camel's back. And it's the fact that, you know what I mean, this took place a week before he was appointed. You know, so there was clearly a cover-up as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's about the timing. So it should have been released prior to the Shannon elections, because I think that if you're going to go and vote for somebody, you should be given all of the information. And this was something that happened prior to the elections. I'm going to go to Morris. Morris, hi, how are you?
Evening, JJ. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, okay. Everybody's human, right? But if you're in the public eye, and if you're a public representative, you know, you have certain standards that you have to adhere to, you know? And like that gentleman said, it was on before me, if he has a problem with drink or drugs, he should step down and go and get those issues sorted. You can't help somebody with this sort of behaviour in one of the houses of the Republic of Ireland, in the Oireachtas, you know, that's going around the streets. Like, imagine the guards, the embarrassment of finding him on the streets, then bringing him into a cell and leaving him there till he's sobered up with this, you know? Well, yeah. Like I said, there's rules and regulations for everybody. If I was out on the street, out of my mind, I'd be thrown into the cell and dragged up in front of a judge. So he shouldn't get any preferential treatment. There is a bit of deviousness going on here, because he resigned from the party, right? Fine Gael party, parliamentary. So it's going to be hard to get a discipline against him. If he's still standing as an independent in the Shannon, that means he's only doing it for the money. He doesn't care about anybody else. I'll stick with until I can't get the money anymore. Because they've got used to living out of the public purse, in my opinion. He's made grave mistakes. He has another question mark over him from 2018, and they dealt with it in 2020, and now this. So he definitely has a problem. He doesn't deserve to be a representation of the people in the Republic of Ireland in either of the houses of the Oireachtas. And the president should strike him out of that job if he has the power to do it. Somebody has to be held accountable for his misbehaviour as a public representative. I do not work hard on my life and pay tax like every other citizen in this country for people like him to go out and get pissed drunk or whatever he was doing. It's out of order. It's shameful. And it happened on the streets of the capital of our city where people are being stabbed. And he's supposed to be in one of the houses protecting people. He's a disgrace. And if he has any valour left in him or any sort of decency, he'll resign his position and go away and get his drink or drug problem sorted out and say sorry to the people of Ireland for letting you down.
I mean,
that's the way I feel.
He definitely needs to go and get whatever issue it is sorted out, for sure. I'm surprised now at the majority of texts that we're getting in. Everybody's saying an absolute disgrace. He should resign. Yeah. He shouldn't get away with this. And I'm actually quite surprised. I thought that there would be some sort of, I don't know, I thought that that people would go easier on him. I don't know why I thought that. It just seemed to me, just the story of it, where he's on all fours and he's on the ground. I'm just like, immediately, I'm just like, oh my God, is he okay? You know, but you're right. And I'm hearing what you're saying.
Exactly. And regardless, you see, he's a grown man. He's educated. He's privileged to be in either the House of the Oireachtas. He was a TD before, and then we went to the Shannon. We know everybody that gets voted out of all gets a cushy seat off the party in the Shannon. They look after each other. Every second-hand TD that's gone in there. And these people have a responsibility to the legislators and to the people of Ireland that want to be governed by good, trustworthy, honest, hard-working people. Not people that go down on all fours underneath. He's a grown-ass man. Grow up, take responsibility for what you've done, get your problems sorted out, and well, fall on your sword. There's your saying for you, Councillor Conway. Fall on your sword and be a man and stand up and take responsibility for your actions, because you're a disgrace.
Declan, you're listening to Morris there. I guess you agree with what Morris has to say there.
Yeah, I mean, look,
you know, there's a big drug problem in Ireland, right? And there's this guy, okay, sleeping tablets, mixing, you know, medication with alcohol, whether it's prescribed or not, that's a big no-no. He's a grown fucking ass adult. You know, it's not like he's a young guy and he's out on the tier or whatever. He's on all fucking fours in a capital city, right? Ireland stigmatized for years. You know, I travel a lot now. People say, oh, come on, you must have a whiskey, you know, you're Irish. I can't because I don't like fucking hangovers. I know my limits, you know what I mean? I'm 53 years of age. That guy is probably in and around my age, if not a little older. I don't know what age he is, but to be fair, I'm not sure what
age he is either.
You know, he's a brand ambassador for Ireland as well. He's a fucking, you know, politician in the Shannon. He's on all fours in Dublin. I mean, if he was working for a private company, he'd be fucking sacked.
Do you think that that's what I was going to say. Do you think that it should be the same for, like, you know, a manager in a company? Do you think it should be the same for celebrities, anybody in the public eye, or is it purely because he's actually representing the people?
These politicians now, you know, I was going to say cunts, right? I mean, okay, he stood down. Initially, I thought he stood down from the Shannon. He didn't. He just stood down for fucking Tina Gale.
The party. Yeah.
Very little. That's just to save them the embarrassment. But there's other stuff coming down, apparently. I read about this individual that could be coming down the track. So maybe he sees what's coming. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But
it's going to get worse before it gets better for him. So maybe in his interests. Because I've seen, I don't know whether I believe it or not, but it's 10,000 settlement paid to some lady or something. You know what I mean? That's all coming out now.
Yeah. So, that will remain to be seen.
Other issues there, possibly. Yeah, so let's just see how that all plays out. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm not a big fan of peas, right? I got the COVID jab, right? I'm sorry I did, but at the time I had to because I couldn't travel without it, right? Because I work in travel. But aside from that, no, I have no side effects or anything, thankfully. But I know people who have. But, you know, the same kind of, I was against water meters. He was calling for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, why would the Irish people want somebody fucking like him representing us in the first place anyway? Do you know what I mean?
Let me just go to John. I've got John on the line. Yeah. John, hi, how are you?
Good night, AJ. How are you keeping?
Yeah, not too bad. So what do you think? Do you think we should leave him alone or do you think he should resign from the Shannon?
Oh, if you're working in a factory, I know doctors and solicitors that are going home every night on their hands and knees and no one says a word to them, like, you know, leave the poor devil alone, like. He represents us, but it's part of Irish culture. We're all alcoholics, like. You know, not all of us, but we're, you know, it's part of our tradition. We're making, down here in the West, we make our poutine and I fall into the bushes regular going home from town, like. You know, I mean, he didn't do any harm to anyone, like, you know.
There is that.
He'd in the morning when he'd be back into the... Look at the door. Look at the crowd in the door there, the whole lot of them, sober, and they're acting like animals, screaming and roaring at one another, like. You know, there's nothing you know, that's okay that they can stand in front of cameras and let the whole country watch them going on like lunatics. But this poor old devil... Going home, I don't know what his problem was. He must have a problem. We all thought maybe he doesn't have a problem. Maybe it was just a once-off thing that he got warped and he fell over. And, you know, leave him alone. Like, I hear
what you're saying, John. I do think that it's a bit of a cop-out to just say, look, oh, that's our tradition. You know, we're all a bunch of alcoholics and all of that. I think that we know better now. And I think that, you know, we don't want to live by
I'm
that.
I'm just trying to wind it up.
Declan,
really, I know. I still totally understand that. But I'm just trying to, you know, get them going.
Declan, you heard what John said there. He said that he hasn't done any harm to anybody. So, you know, why can't we just leave him alone? Because he didn't do any harm.
John, let me tell you, AJ, it's people like fucking John that let the politicians run fucking riot, like the Healy Rays and the Michael fucking Larrys. It's people like that bollocks, John, that keeps fucking vote, fucking traitor, John, to the island of Ireland because you're a fucking gone bean, is what you are.
Declan.
We're not all alcoholics, John. Speak to yourself.
Well, we're the Irish.
Speak to your fucking self, you fucking imbecile.
Declan, don't call him names now. Declan, don't call him names.
We go to play the
Bowerons. No, I mean, in
fairness. Sorry, John.
You're the real Irish down here in the West. We play the Bowerons, boys. And the Healy Rays, they know where they're fucking. They look after their own. Aha, yeah, that's it.
Sorry, John. Sorry, John.
I've upset enough people.
Sorry, John. He shouldn't have called your names there. But yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying. But
listen, I'm just saying. I know he shouldn't. He shouldn't be carrying on like that. Like
no.
He's a political politician. But we don't know the whole story. You know, we're making assumptions about a person. He could have an awful bad life in other ways. We don't know why he got drunk or why he was the way he was.
Yeah.
But I think the job should be like, there should be more, it shouldn't be plastered all over the papers. The government should have investigated why he was the way he was or what the hell is going on, like, you know. Now,
yeah,
he did resign and all the rest. But, yeah, you know, it's, but I feel if I go to work, or I've worked with HSE and I see doctors and solicitors and everybody, and they're coming into work and they're worked. They're hung, still drunk, coming into operating people, and they're able to sit at home. But not a word's going to ever be said to them, like. But if you're a politician, the media is going to be on to you, you know.
Let me just go to Jerry.
I don't know. We need to.
Hiya, Jerry. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good, thanks.
So what do you think about this?
I think it's a joke. I think it could be another distraction. I mean, I don't care how much he drinks, when he drinks. I don't even care if he takes drugs. What I'm more concerned about is what they do for the country. And that's his personal life. And there's plenty of politicians. And one, for example, that's more as part of the government at the moment, Michael Lowry. And I'd be more concerned about him now than a politician having a drink.
Yeah.
I think it's just... I think it could be a big distraction, and they're trying to hold a moral ground. So, I mean, if they want to hold a moral ground, solve the housing problem, solve the homeless problem, solve the healthcare, solve the education problem. So
yeah,
this is their little attitude now. We're going to be all moral, and he's got to resign from Fine Gael, and how great is he? Who cares? I don't care whether he drinks or not. I don't care if he's arrested or not. It really doesn't bother me. What bothers me, what the situation is going on in our country at the moment. So I don't know what the big hullabaloo is about.
I think
having a drink.
Do you not think that there's a big issue that he was out on the street and it was done in public, you know, so it was very, very, people could see what was going on, you know. And now he's resigned from Fine Gael and he's awaiting the disciplinary action from the party.
To be honest, I don't think what he does. I mean, if you think about it, the laughable thing about this is there's a duty-free bar in Leinster House, but they can all drink, and they all are drinking behind closed doors. There's not another employment in this country, as far as I know, has a bar in the workplace. The Leinster House has.
Yeah.
So, I mean, where's the moral standings there?
And what do you think about, I mean, having a bar in Leinster House, do you think that that's okay that they have that there, or do you think that's something that should be removed?
It should 100% be removed from Leinster House. You can't be drinking on your job, like, and I'm pretty sure they all drink. I mean, I've been in a fight in there a couple of times, and the first thing to do is you want to drink. You want something to eat, you want to drink. No, I don't want to drink. I didn't come here to have it. I want to drink and go to a pub. I didn't come here to get the duty-free drink. I mean, they're just making a laugh of everybody. Like, when this is just a distraction. And as I said, to me, it's just like we're holding the moral ground now. And look how great we are. We're going to have a disciplinary hearing about the politician that was arrested. I don't care about that. And I'm sure a lot of people don't care about it either.
Yeah, yeah.
They care about the other issues going on in the country. Like, Micheál Martin, he's the big issue at the moment. Micheál Martin lying through his teeth before the election, the same with Simon Harris, about the housing. Then there was 40,000 houses built. Now they're covering up that story. No, we never said that. We got the wrong information out there. The housing minister, I can't think of his name at the moment. But, I mean, that's the issue at the moment. Not the politician having a few drinks and making a show of himself on the street. I'm pretty sure I'm not casting it with the same bubble. I mean, I've made a show of myself with a few drinks.
Yeah.
And just because I'm not,
I know,
a butler, I am.
You may have made a show of yourself with a few drinks, but you're not representing the people and you're not in the Shannon. That's the other side of it, Jerry.
Yeah, well, I'm a bus driver, I'm a driving instructor, I was involved, heavily involved in the community.
Mm-hmm.
My community, my neighbours have seen me drunk. I'm still of good standing in the community. That's his personal life.
Yeah.
I mean, are you saying that the politician should be allowed to drink? I mean, if you had one too many, maybe, but the looks of things, you had about five too many. But the looks of what happened, I mean, he was arrested. And I think what happened was he was found out that he never told the party, and it came out in the papers. So Fine Gael had to act. I'm sure he didn't act on his own.
Yeah,
he was found out, and then he resigned.
Yeah. But okay. Just before I go to the ads, I'm going to go back to John. John, do you have anything else to add to this?
Just that last man was very sensible in his talk. I admire him, the way he came across. That's what, if they're doing a good job, it's, we all make mistakes, and as I say, I can get drunk 7 nights a week, but once it doesn't affect my job, I'm not going to get sacked, or I'm not going to bring into the office over it. Like, no, granted, it's not. If you're a politician, you really need to keep on line, like, and it's not acceptable, but it shouldn't have been brought up. I don't know why the media and everything, it's being used. He made one mistake, he went out, he got drunk, he fell around the street, and that was being used to get him out of politics and punish him for something he did on his own time. Out on a night out, we don't know why, we don't know what kind of grievance or depression or what went on in his life, but yet we're prepared to take his job off him, his livelihood, and I don't know whether he's doing a good job or in the door or a bad job or what kind of job he's doing, but I don't know, we're too judgmental of people. I think we need to give a bit of slack at times. We just need to we're too quick to knock a person. You know, we're just backstabbing. I don't know. That's all I have to say. Really, I can't say any more.
That's lovely. Thank you for that, John. And thank you, Jerry. I'm going to come to Martin after the break. Come back to Nighttime Talk with myself, AJ Walsh, in for Niall Boylan. I'm going to go to Martin now. Hi, Martin. How are you? Hello?
Hello. Sorry.
No, you're grand. I think it was me, actually. How are you doing, Martin? You okay?
I'm doing well, AJ. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. So what do you think? Do you think that he should step down from the Senate? Do you think that, enough has happened? Or what do you think?
Well, I don't think he should be a senator. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Zero tolerance.
It's not a case of zero tolerance. I just think that I don't know what it is about Irish people. We don't seem to expect enough from our politicians. They're paid enough. There's no two ways about that. They're amongst the best paid in the world for what they do. I mean, the Senate, it really is just a waiting room. You know, it's the green room for the doll. You know what I mean? They go in there and they wait around. They bide their time, and either they get into the doll or they get back into the doll. But if they're going to be there and getting the salary that they're getting, I expect the highest standards from people. Now, I'm not saying a person, whether it be a man or a woman, can't go out and have a drink and, socialise and that kind of thing. But to be inebriated to the point where, the guards are getting involved, and so that is just not acceptable. And people who think it is acceptable, that's part of the problem with this country. You know, that is not acceptable to be happening on the streets of our country, that somebody who's a senator or running for the Senate is in that kind of condition, and then people make light of it and say, he just had a few drinks, this, that, and the other. No, if it was anyone else and they were done for drunk and disorderly, it could have major implications for anyone
was
else.
Was he disorderly though, Martin? I don't know if he was being disorderly. What I've heard is he was on all fours on O'Connell Street.
Okay, so my understanding is that the guards got involved, didn't they?
Yeah, I think because he was on all fours. I haven't heard that he...
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Either way, the way I view this is, look, AJ, if I went out and I was... If I was on all fours on the street, inebriated, and the guards get involved and I have to be brought to a hospital or I have to be brought to the station or I have to be brought anywhere, I'm wasting guard time. I'm wasting taxpayers' money. You know, like, there has to be a degree of accountability and responsibility. And this notion of just, it's only a minor indiscretion. It is not a minor indiscretion. Not to me. I expect far more from the people that are taking money out of my pay packet every week to be in the position they're in. And that's how I view it. And I will make no apologies. I won't make any excuses. If you're supposed to be doing a particular job, particularly a politician on the Senate, and the Senate is the upper house, you know, they're supposed to have that slightly higher degree of, we're more critical, we look at things more critically. Okay, in the Senate, they're limited in what they can do, but they're supposed to be the gatekeepers of what gets through as legislation. And I just think a person in that kind of condition in public has lost all credibility, pardon me, in my opinion. And I don't think it's good enough, not from our public representatives. You know, if it was some show business personality or whatever, they'd be pretty much lampooned, I'd say, in the press unless they have a reputation for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, when it comes to people that really, I expect better of anyway. I can tell you that. I certainly do expect better of our politicians, although I'm frequently disappointed. We very seldom have, in my opinion, credible politicians. We've had some, and I include politicians even that I would vehemently disagree with. I have the height of regard and respect for some of them, even though I disagree with them, because I think they're very credible, hardworking people. Who really do, you know, they believe in what they're doing, but an awful lot of them are just, they're in it for the money and for the easy life, and that's what they get. And I don't think that's right. I think that's appalling, to be honest with you, AJ.
Okay, thanks, Martin. I'm just going to go to John. John, hi, how are you?
Yeah, go on. Well, which one? Is that me?
Oh, yeah, it's a different John. Yeah, it's you. Yeah. Different John.
Okay, I'm John number two then.
Yes, that's it, yeah.
Good evening, AJ, and good evening, Radio Land, and good evening, John number two there.
you're the only John
black
now.
There now for a minute, don't I?
Yeah,
blind day.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of things going on. Anyway, yeah, no, Martin, I think, is talking shy there, basically. At the end of the day, look, you know, the guy, he's on all fours, you know, maybe he's getting sick, who knows? Maybe he had too much to drink. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. He is human after all. And at the end of the day, if we're talking about, you know, public representatives that are not doing this country any good and need to go, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, the Labour, you know, the Liberal Democrats, all these lefties, each one of them need to go as well. They mightn't be getting drunk and they mightn't be on all fours in McCull Street. But at the end of the day, each and every one of them, they need to be kicked out of government as well, or out of parliament as well. So, I mean, why stop at one guy when you have a thousand more to get rid of there who are just as bad and full of shit, basically?
But they weren't.
And that would be my central point on it.
They weren't drunk on O'Connell Street, you know, making a show of themselves, I suppose.
No, but the problem, AJ, is they're making an arse out of the country. And they're making an absolute, you know, bringing in absolute, you know, they're more or less telling the people here in Ireland, you go by Europe or else. No, get rid of them. Like, this guy obviously was just drunk. He didn't do anybody any harm. He didn't bring in any bullshit hate speech laws and any of that. He just simply was drunk and maybe just had a bit too much to drink and maybe just fell over. Maybe he was getting sick. And, of course, the papers, the lefty papers are coming in there and go, oh, get rid of him, do this, that and the other. No. Maybe he was just simply drunk, and that's just the matter of it.
Do you think that
if
you think if this information had come out before the Shannon elections, do you think it would have affected the way that the vote went?
I don't think. Do you know what? I think at this stage now, people want to get rid of the government. more so than they want to get rid of single politicians. I think this guy now doesn't mean jack shit to anybody going forward. I think, you know, people go, yeah, he was drunk, blah, blah, you know, he made a mistake, whatever, or he was just kind of, he was just being himself, whatever the case may be. I think the one of your callers there made a lot more sense, is that there's more going on in this country than just somebody getting sick on O'Connell Street and being picked up by the police. And the fact he was picked up by the police is because he was probably a politician. It probably was wasn't for any other reason bar that. Because the fact of the matter is, the police probably said, oh, you know, the publicity of this, we can't have it. So let's get this guy, you know,
off the road. Yeah.
So nobody nobody identifies him as X, Y, and Z. You know, like it was Martin or any Micheál Martin or somebody on the street did probably do the same thing, or any other politician that was on the street, they'd probably say, yeah, get them, you know, away from the public. So I think it was just the media making a meal over again. You know, oh, here's a politician. And of course, Fianna Gael, you know, oh, we're so perfect. Now we're going to have an inquiry and we're going to have this. It's all bullshit, basically, yeah. At the end of the day. And there's a lot more going on in this. And again, as I say, emphasise, see, that we need to get rid of the lefty parties out of this country, X, Y, and Z. You were talking about the great President Trump earlier on. We need somebody like President Trump in here, who was just defends democracy, looked after his people, end of.
Okay.
And that would be my way. And as I said, Martin's just talking rubbish there.
Martin, do you want to come in there?
First off, John, I would never, ever suggest you're talking rubbish or talking shite, okay? I respect people's opinions, obviously.
Yeah, you don't. Didn't expect mine there. You respect
that's
mine there,
where,
did you?
That's where you... Pardon?
You didn't respect mine there, did you?
I did. I respected your opinion. I never said you were
talking about respect for your dollar. At the end of the day, Martin, I'll just say out straight to you. The fact of the matter, people in this country want the politicians, the lefty politicians, gone. Now, whether this man made a mistake or not, or whether he was taken off the street for his own...
John, just let Martin talk there.
Yeah.
Sorry, John. I'm at the front of the queue wanting the lefty politicians gone. I'm anything but lefty. Trust me. I'm anything but left. My point is, look, we have to have standards. That's what it's about. And when your standards are slipping, they slip all the more when people give it a pass. Whether a person be conservative, liberal, right, left, whatever. If they're supposed to be representing us, the people, I expect more. I expect more in the way they handle politics. I expect more from them when it comes to their own, pardon me, their own standards. With regard to, I absolutely agree with you on Trump and the way our politicians talk about Trump.
We need a Trump in there,
idiot,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, absolutely. I agree with all of that. I entirely agree with you on that, John. I just feel that when it comes to it, more from the people that you and I are paying. That's all I'm saying. I'm not claiming to be a saint by any means. I'm a sinner. But the point I'm making is when a person is elected into office or is running for office, I expect more of them. That's just me.
Do you not think this guy has been scapegoated by Fianna Gael? Now he's been scapegoated.
He's been drunk
or whatever on the street.
Yeah, to a high degree.
Because Fianna Gael now Fianna Gael want everybody out there to think that this, you know, Simon Harris and the party is this great party that have ruined this country for the last 4 years. And now there's a guy there who obviously, you know, is a politician, and it's a job. Let's be honest, it's a job. It's, you know, it's like your job, it's like anybody else's. The fact of the matter is, he probably went there, had a few drinks, fell over, probably got sick, and the police took him away for his own safety and his own embarrassment, to save the embarrassment, to save his face, to save his political face. You know, it's just been blown up because maybe there's something else around the corner that they're trying to hide from the Irish people today. Do you not think of that one, Martin?
You're absolutely right there, John. I mean, the old story, you know.
From the EU.
What was this?
Yeah, from the EU. Yeah.
Never let a crisis go to waste or something like that. You know, never let bad press go to waste. You can always pawn it off on someone else.
Yeah, yeah.
But the only point I'm making, John, is whether the person be on the right or the left or the middle or anywhere else, I expect more. Now, you're absolutely right. I think he is being scapegoated to a high degree, but he wouldn't be being scapegoated if he wasn't in that situation. That's what I'm saying. You know,
at the end of the day, do you not think at the end of the day, like everybody else, if he wants to come out and have a drink, and if he wants to get, you know, kind of drunk or whatever the case may be, and he looks a bit silly on the street and he's falling over, you know, he didn't do it in the dog, and he certainly didn't do it in Shannon. So, I mean, he's doing it in his own time. So, I don't see the issue around it, to be quite frank. And that's the way I look at it.
But the issue for me is, John, that it shows a lack of good judgment.
Bang for your buck,
okay.
So to speak.
Pardon?
Bang for your buck. You want, these people are getting your taxpayers' money, so you want their respectability from them, more so than anything else. And to respect the Irish people.
I want them to show good judgment, and if a person can't show good judgment in their personal life, I think
that is a good point that Martin's making. He's saying if someone can't make a good judgment in their own lives, then how can they make a good judgment when they're in a position of power like that? Let me just go to William. I've got William there on the line. You've been waiting quite a while. Sorry.
Well, Shannon doesn't really.
Hang on a second, John. I'm just going to go to William. Hi, William. How are you?
Hi, AJ. I'm good.
So you're saying that most people calling for his head didn't know he was a senator a week ago. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I suppose from listening tonight, a lot of the callers, I suppose, are very angry. You know, I bought the newspaper a couple of days ago. Front page, this story was splashed all over. I suppose in what you'd call one or two of the more conservative newspapers, but it was real sensationalism story. And it screams to me like how, you know, the media input on this has just been massive, like, you know, and has really dug into people and their thinking on it all, you know. It's cancel culture immediately. And, you know, there was previous callers on tonight talking out of both sides of their mouth, saying, get him out, cancel him, forget about him, move him on. And at the same time saying, oh, the poor man, he might have a drink problem or so on. So you can't say both. You know what I mean? You can't do both. You can't cancel a fella and have compassion for him at the same time. It's either one or the other. So
So what do you think about it, William? Do you think that he should step down from the Shannon? Do you think that this is enough, that he stepped down from Fine Gael?
I don't think that it's for us to decide that. I think that's his own decision. I think other people have made comments about being in other professions and being in other public service positions where, I mean, you don't step down for the situation that he was in. I think it's a very extremist view, but at the same time, it's his own decision, I suppose, at the moment, unless further kind of, I don't know, unless he's forced out completely or whatever. I don't know what's going to happen there, but like what are we, like a kangaroo court on this individual getting drunk? Well, I'm surprised that I don't think anybody else has mentioned tonight is that you go back through Irish politics for decades and you look at all far, far more serious situations and events that have happened with individuals that have held on to their positions, and there wasn't as much screaming then. So what that signifies to me is that how much we've changed in interpreting the media and what they actually want us to think and do here, you know, that we cancel them, essentially. You know, I don't hold a strong opinion on one way or the other. My point was saying that most of these people didn't know who this man's name. I wasn't really fully familiar with this man a week or two ago. But all of a sudden, these callers are coming onto your show saying, cancel that man. Cut his career. They're also saying, you know, oh, he's all about the money, he's in it for the money and all this. What evidence is there to show about that?
Yeah,
what
no, that is
mean?
True, William.
That makes absolutely zero sense.
Martin, I want to bring you in here because I think you've got differing opinions to what William's saying, but do you hear what William's saying? He is making sense.
I do hear what William is saying. And he's absolutely right. There have been many, many political scandals that were far worse and the consequences weren't as severe. That doesn't mean that in those circumstances what happened was right either. Now, when it comes to, I am not saying that this man, you know, is only in it for the money, but there are plenty are. Regardless of that, I still say I hold people to a, you know, to a higher degree of, I expect more from them. And I still say that if a person shows poor judgment in their personal life, when it could bring, you know, he's basically, I don't really have any sympathy for the man. He's brought this on himself. But if he has such poor judgment in his personal life, what judgment is he going to bring for the Senate? You know, the Senate are there to basically, the Senate are there, they're supposed to be the last line of defense for the people when the government are passing bills and passing legislation. They're supposed to look at it and say, no, we're not happy with this, take it back, look at it again, refer to the president, whatever it may be. They are the last line of defence that we have.
So, William, what do you think about what Martin's just said? And he is making a valid point again, you know, that this man has made
I hear what he's saying.
Yeah.
I hear what he's saying, but if the senator hadn't stumbled to the ground and this thing of being on all fours, that's what's really caught everyone's attention, because they made a big deal of it in the media about being on all fours. And it's like, oh, my God, a man is on his all fours after getting drunk or being drunk, whatever. If that man hadn't fallen and he'd stumbled off home to his hotel that night and gone to work the next day, we wouldn't be having this conversation. And what I'd say is, let's leave this individual out of the conversation just for a moment, just for 2 minutes. What every single public representative in this country, whether they're a TD, a senator, a councillor, and if you were to be able to look into their lives and go in their back door and see what's going on in their lives, do you think everything is perfect? Do you think they have perfect judgment in everything they do, in how they behave and how they go on in their lives? They're not gods. They're not. I certainly don't think that any public representative is above me as a citizen of this country. We elect these individuals to represent us. So it doesn't make them gods. It doesn't make them higher than. Now, if that's what the other caller fair enough.
But the problem is that many of them do think that they are above us. We don't, but many of them do.
But that's your opinion.
Okay, you can say
it's
that's
not,
my
it's
opinion.
Not, that's not
but
a
that
fact. That's your opinion. No, that's the same opinion as saying they're in it for the money. That isn't a fact. Can you give me a fact? Do you know for sure that this particular senator is in it for the money or has been in it for the money? Whatever that means, I have absolutely no idea.
I did not say he was in it for the money. I never said that.
No,
I said
Martin
many
didn't
of them
say
are
that.
In it for the money. I never alleged that he was. I don't know the man well enough. I don't know him enough to say that. But I do know many of them. I've dealt with many politicians through my life, and I can tell you that I know some of them, and I know that they don't give a tuppenny damn about you or I. They are there
for
the money.
Guys, I'm really sorry. I'm going to have to go to the ads. If you both want to stay with me, I'm just going to have to go to the ads, guys. If you both want to stay with me, don't forget the number is 087-188-0008. Send us a WhatsApp. Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with myself, AJ Walsh, sitting in for Niall Boylan. We were just talking to William and Martin there. You're just trying to hash out your point. Have you guys got anything else to say to each other there before I go to Valerie?
Yeah, well, I did hear William say he knows solicitors that, you know, are just in it for the money and might not represent their client so well. The difference is there. If I go to a solicitor and I reckon the solicitor is not representing me properly,
you can walk away.
I can go
to
another solicitor.
Yeah.
I don't have to pay him. But when a politician, whether it be senator or a councillor or whatever else, when they're in politics, if they get elected and they are supposed to be representing me. They're in for a specific period of time in which it doesn't matter how inept or how incapable they are or anything else, they will receive a salary that I am contributing to, and I don't get a say in the matter until the next election. That's fair enough, but
this man wasn't on the clock. You know, he's not on the clock.
No,
you know,
look, William, I absolutely accept what you say, and, you know, there is this whole thing of, we can build icons of people, we can have iconic ideas about people, and they turn out to have feet of clay. But I think it's part of the problem with this country that we don't expect enough from our politicians. You know, like, I look at the way, I'm 65 years of age. I don't know how old you are, William, but I can tell you that even at its worst, going back years ago, when there was a lot of chicanery and all kinds of things going on in politics, I think the politicians had a higher regard for the people and for the country. Unfortunately,
here's a question for you. The incident that happened, what impact, what effect, what direct immediate impact has it had or bearing on your life or any other person's life in this country, as opposed to all of the, as you mentioned earlier, major scandals of, you know, around financial stuff and so on, and far worse situations? I think this has been blown out of all proportion for reasons that we don't even know behind the scenes, I'm sure.
Go ahead, William.
No, you go.
Okay. No, I do think you're. I think it is disproportional. The response is disproportional to the actual event itself. I do agree with you on that. But what effect has it had on me directly? None, other than the fact that I look at it and I say, I think the man showed extremely poor judgment. And if that's the kind of judgment he makes in his private life, what kind of judgment would he make in his public life when he's supposed to be, when he's in the seat of a senator, when he's actually representing the people as a senator? That's the effect it has on me. It has no deep personal financial impact on me, other than there's a portion of my wages that, okay, it might be only a couple of cents in real term would go to him, and all the rest of it goes off to all kinds of things. But the effect it has on me is I look and I say, another, you know, it's just another symptom of what I see wrong with Irish society and Irish politics. Here we are with pretty much the same crowd back again, and we go around in circles constantly in this country with our politicians. And the real problem is, and it gets back to what the discussion earlier on, we don't have a real division of politics in this country. It's pretty much, it's certainly left of centre. I would like to see.
Yeah, but that's a whole, look, that's a whole other conversation. You know what I mean?
No,
that's
I know a whole, it's a whole other conversation.
Guys, let me just go to Valerie, because that is a whole other conversation. Let me just go to Valerie because she's waiting patiently on the line. Sorry, Valerie, it's taking me so long to get to you. How are you doing?
Hey, AJ, I wouldn't say patiently now, but I have been waiting.
You've been waiting, not very patiently.
How are you doing that?
So, yeah. What do you think
How
about the whole thing?
I agree with both of your guests, AJ, 100%. On one side, he should definitely be better behaved because he is a public representative. And on the other side, you know, it's not really going to affect me. And I think my point really is, it's like a distraction. I mean, what about the price of diesel, for example? That hasn't come up in the news for the longest time, and it is creeping and creeping and creeping. And a guy, now, and I do have a question as well, lads. I don't know if you'll be able to answer it for me. But did he resign as a TD from the party? Would that be right?
So he stepped down from his position in Fine Gael, but he's still a senator.
But
he's in the Senate.
Yeah. Okay. So, and another question, sorry. Does he get paid a Senate salary, a senator's salary plus a TD salary, or where does he stand now as regards money every month?
So he'll be getting paid to sit in the Senate.
And how much? I think that's about 79 grand, isn't it?
Do you know what? I actually don't know.
A while ago.
I actually.
Yeah, 79 to the Senate, 113 for a TD. Are they combined, lads? I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm not.
You can't hold. You can't be.
No,
CD
he was. You can't be a CD in the Senator. No, no, no.
No, no,
he was just a Senator.
Just a Senator.
Only the Senate.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a Senator.
So,
yeah.
So he resigned as a member of his party, is it?
As a member of his party,
correct.
But he's still sitting in the
yeah.
Senate.
So he's not down any money?
No, he won't be down money. I don't believe he'll be down any money. No. No.
He'll be up because
okay.
he won't have
because,
to pay a subscription.
He wasn't
a member of party.
He wasn't a TD, so...
you know, lads, I think we're screwed. You know,
why do you think we're screwed?
I'm glad you mentioned Trump. Well, I'm glad that the two lads mentioned Trump. You know, everybody's so allergic to him. But at least, you know, there's some leadership there. There's some policies in place. I mean, we're here in Ireland. And, you know, forget about the bike shed. Forget about the children's hospital. Forget about the price of diesel. Forget about cost of living. Forget about the ESB. I got €416 taken out of my bank account 2 weeks ago while the power was off. And the government is saying that we, the consumers, are going to be responsible for the repairs. So our electricity is going to work. That poor man fell down drunk. You know, whatever. What about the price of fucking diesel and electricity and milk?
I hear what you're saying, Valerie, and I think that a lot of people a few people have said the same thing, you know, that this is not as important as some of the other things that are going on. And other people do think it's important, like Martin thinks it's very important. He thinks that if he's going to be a representative, then he should be able to manage himself when he's out in public and if he's having a few drinks. I'm going to have to leave that there, guys. I'm going to have to go to the news. But thank you so much, Valerie, William, Martin, the Johns, everybody that got involved on that one. After the break, we will...
Good night, Adrian.
Thank you so much, Martin. Thank you, William. Thank you, Valerie. After the break, we will be looking at a listener letter which raises the question of should we be looking after our parents when they're older? Is it our duty? We'll be back after the news.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.